Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
HQBFG,
Germany.
The army basing plan was released this week, outlining the future of Germany. But what does it mean for families in BFG? Major General John Henderson and his team in HQBFG will be responsible for implementing the recently announced timeframes. The General is confident they can be achieved.
It's a challenging schedule, and particularly if you start looking at the numbers that are moving in, particularly in 2015. And then, of course, the one thing that we weren't quite expecting was the thing of not before 17 for Paderborn. So that's something that we have to work through and work out. That's a little bit sooner than we expected. But the others were, with the work being done in Army 2020, it's what we were expecting.
Currently based in Ryan Garrison, which will close later this year, he says there are plenty of lessons to be learned.
We are sort of stumbling to a halt here in GHQ, with the ARC having left in 2010. So the place looks a little bit shabby because we're shutting things down slowly and surely. The trick is keeping, I think, a full variety of all the services, whether it's health, education, social work, transport, you name it, all the infrastructure services that we do, keep those going full pelt right to the end and then shut the whole place at once. So that's the intent. We're calling it Cliff Edge, for want of a better expression, and the idea is we'll run, for example, run Bergenhörner and Fallingbostel right to the end. Everyone will, you know, all the facilities will work for the families and the soldiers, and then after everyone's gone, we shut down.
One thing that Defence Secretary Philip Hammond outlined in the Commons this week is that barracks will form clusters of super garrisons across the UK. But what will this mean for returning families?
The super garrison will allow people to put down roots, so buy your own house, the spouse to get a job, which, like it or not, that's where people want to be. They want to live in their own houses, they want their spouses to have meaningful careers, and they want the kids to have stability in education. The super garrison will allow people to do that. Now, some people who will be in units that don't move around, that will be in one barracks. Then other people, you know, like my background's Remy, if you're a Remy soldier, Remy officer, the idea would be you'd move around within the super garrison and just move between the units. I think it's a positive thing. I mean, it's sad to see the end of British forces in Germany, but as one door closes, another one opens.
Gina Clark reporting for BFBS from Rheindahlen, Germany.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.